Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Wednesday, the 11th of June at 6:30. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking about consumer spending and the economy, and we'll be looking at Irish food ahead of Taste of Dublin and all of the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. John Burns in the Irish Independent reports that several international financial institutions have increased their shareholdings in Dalata, Ireland's largest hotel operator, which is effectively for sale. The latest to declare a holding in the company was Barclays Bank, which bought almost 1.7 million shares or a 0.8% stake. It joined BNP Paribas Bank, which disclosed yesterday that it had taken shares and short positions in Dalata. According to its filing with the Irish Takeover Panel, the bank now holds just over 5.2 million shares or 2.5%. It reduced its short positions by 355,000 shares. Short selling means borrowing shares whose price you think will fall and selling them. The intention is to buy the stock back at a lower price, return the borrowed stock and pocket the profits. Societe Generale, another French bank, has also declared its ownership and short positions in Dalata. In its filing, Societe Generale disclosed that it had a total interest of almost 5.2 million shares or a 2.45% stake. Aaron Rogan in the Business Post reports that Flutter, the owner of Paddy Power and Betfair, has said that up to 220 product and tech roles will go at the firm's Irish and UK offices. The majority of the cuts are happening at its Leeds office, and the Business Post understands that 10 roles will be lost in Dublin. Staff were notified this morning at 8 a.m. that up to 220 jobs will be cut as the company migrates its Skybet operations onto its existing Paddy Power Betfair operations. It is understood that the jobs will be cut at the end of August. In a statement to the Business Post, the spokesman said that the cuts came as part of a broader strategy to bring some of our brands onto a single tech platform. And CNBC reports that the American tourists seem to be cutting back on summer trips to Europe, but Chinese travellers are more than making up for it. Data from the European Travel Commission showed that 33% of US respondents were planning to visit Europe this summer, 7% below last year. The decline appears to largely relate to funding, with 54% of those polled citing high travel costs as a barrier. But political concerns, including those around the perception of the US abroad, also appear to be weighing on their minds. Travel sentiment is strongest among Americans from the Northeast, a region that typically leans Democratic and diverges politically from the Trump Organization, according to the ET.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.